Support for WPR comes from the American Society of Landscape Architects Wisconsin Chapter. Dedicated to reimagining the design of outdoor spaces for the well-being of all. Examples at wiasla.com.
Support for WPR comes from The Alliance, committed to being an objective partner for over 425 employers and their brokers, providing self-funded employers with data to manage their health plans. The-Alliance.org.
This is Newsmakers from Wisconsin Public Radio in La Crosse. I'm Maureen McCollum. The nation's largest organic farming conference celebrates its 25th anniversary this year, and it kicks off next Thursday at the La Crosse Center. The Midwest Organic and Sustainable Education Service, or MOSES, is expecting more than 3,000 farmers, educators, and advocates, all with an interest in organic farming practices. I talked with MOSES Executive Director, Faye Jones, and Organic Specialist, Harriet Bihar, about this year's conference. I asked Faye to talk about the first conference 25 years ago.
Well, it was exciting, and it was 90 people, and we thought that was just amazing that 90 people came. It was, you know, at a little place in La Crosse, and we got this really big guy named Elliot Coleman from the East Coast to come out and be our keynote speaker. And, you know, I want people to know that Harriet's been a part of the conference as long as I have. You know, whether it was a presenter or on the planning committee. The excitement that I felt back then, I still feel today, 25 years later.
I can hear it in your voice.
Yes, absolutely. And, you know, I don't think any of us thought in our wildest dreams that this would, you know, become the largest organic farming conference really in the known galaxy.
Harriet, did you feel the same way, you know, 25 years ago when you first met with those 90 or so people? Did you ever think that this would grow into what it's become?
Well, we've always hoped that organic would grow and become more accepted and more organic farms. And, of course, Vernon County has the highest concentration of organic farms in the nation. And even then, there's certain things about the conference that have retained its characteristic, and that is the networking, just how good it is for the organic farmers to get together and share their knowledge, share their successes, share their failures. That has been that camaraderie has always been there from the very beginning and is present there yet today.
So 25 years ago, when you all decided that this area did need an organic farming conference, what was the driving force behind that? What was the thought process that we should get people together?
Well, I have to say, you're asking a really interesting question. And over the last 2 weeks, I've asked that of the early organizers. Well, whose idea was this? Or where did this come from? I have 5 different answers so far. And I'll tell you, the summary of those answers is everybody says it was someone else's idea. Nobody wants to say, yeah, that was my idea. It sprung out of the early Crop Organic Valley Co-op group, because they were a year old, and they had done some classes at the Votech College, and lots of people have come, and they said, we want to do this conference. And so they just started calling around to other people. I was one. Harriet was one, saying, hey, we want to get this conference together. I had worked on a conference in Minnesota. And we all got together, and really those first 5 or 6 years was just a bunch of volunteers and a checkbook.
And so it started out 90 people. How many people are you expecting to attend this year?
3,400 is our max capacity, and we're expecting, you know, 3,200 to 3,400 people.
Wow. And these are people coming from all over the country, and not only as experts, but people coming to learn.
Yeah. And it's, you know, it's really a conference that's focused for farmers. This is, you know, we believe farmers learn best from farmers. And so it's about production agriculture. It's about how to control weeds in your corn crop. It's about scaling up your vegetable, you know, with a whole diversity of stuff.
And raising healthy animals without the use of many outside inputs, really approaching organic agriculture from a systems base rather than inputs base.
And it's interesting to think that, you know, 100 years ago or so, all farming was considered organic. At what point did the farming industry sort of go through this shift where then we needed to sort of turn back around and come back towards people really focusing on organic?
Well, I think we found that many of the wisdom from the past had been kind of put side was the excitement of the new kind of industrial age and the really the ease that chemical agriculture offered to people with, you know, well, I don't have to cultivate anymore. I can just use the herbicide. But there was so much wisdom that was lost when you moved to a totally different system. Like, how do you maintain soil fertility and how do you promote the diversity on the landscape and how that affects your pest and disease control? And so we found over time that wisdom of the past, along with the better understandings that we've gained through science and understanding of natural systems. So organic is a melding of the two, the respect for the wisdom of the past while using the new tools of the future that mimic nature.
You're listening to Newsmakers from Wisconsin Public Radio in La Crosse. I'm Maureen McCollum. Today, we're talking about the upcoming Midwest Organic Farming Conference. It's February 27th through March 1st at the La Crosse Center. My guests today are with the Midwest Organic and Sustainable Education Service, or MOSES, that helps put on the conference. The executive director is Faye Jones, and organic specialist Harriet Bihar. Harriet, you talked a bit about that shift in organic, but how much has organic changed in the last 25 years, and have you seen any results from this conference?
Well, we've definitely seen results because we've seen the farmers learning from each other. And so those early pioneers were really, you know, breaking new ground and experimenting with lots of things. The people coming in now have mentors. When we actually have a mentoring program where we link up experienced people with new people to organic. There's kind of the old crowd that know and teach the new people coming in. So there's kind of a safety net that you're getting information that is now a little bit more tried and true than maybe it was 25 years ago when there was a lot of experimentation.
And Faye, with this shift that we've seen in organic, how much of it is farmer-driven and how much of it is based on consumer demand?
Supply and demand applies pretty much everywhere. So you can't, you know, you can't have one without the other. And so, you know, they drive each other. But I would definitely say that, you know, the interest in people who are new to farming, either as a second career or a first career, they see organic as a good option. They got premium prices. There can be guaranteed some of your prices, and so it takes both. And I really believe that, you know, farmers come to organic farming for all kinds of different reasons. Everything from, you know, personal health event, you know, their father has Parkinson's, to, you know, it economically makes sense, which is a great reason, because if it doesn't economically make sense, you can't do it. And I think that will continue, that you need both drivers. You know, the eaters out there are, you know, the market is not being met. The need for organic feed, you know, livestock feed, the need for large-scale vegetable producers to be providing hospitals and kitchens and schools is great.
According to the USDA, Wisconsin has the second most organic operations to California. And that's number of operations. It's not looking at acreage and whatnot. And if I'm not mistaken, Wisconsin also has the most organic dairy operations. Is that correct?
Dairy cows, yes.
Dairy cows, okay. How did we get to this point where Wisconsin is such a driver in this industry?
Well, it doesn't hurt that Organic Valley is centered here, although they do have farmers all over the country. But, you know, Wisconsin is just a really good place for dairying. This has always been the dairy state, and that's because we have the right climate, we've got abundant clean water, we've got wonderful land for grazing. And so it's just a good place to have dairy animals and be able to manage them and keep them healthy because climactically, we have the right ecosystem for them.
And how did Southwest Wisconsin become such a hub for organic? Of course, we know Organic Valley is based in Vernon County. I mean, how does that explain all the other small little organic farmers around here?
Because of the hilly terrain in Southwest Wisconsin, the Driftless region, you find a lot more smaller family farms. And so it's kind of hard to have the giant 300 horsepower tractor when your field is only 15 acres. So you've got that smaller scale, somewhat artisan farming already built into the countryside, because the smaller sized fields, the work ethic, there used to be a lot of tobacco grown here, which is very much a hand labor. And so a lot of those people who used to do tobacco now have moved to vegetables or even doing poultry, eggs and broilers. So they've gone to kind of the smaller scale products. And one thing that organic provides is an economic viability on smaller acreage.
Hey, Faye, did you want to add anything to...
I think everything Harriet said is spot on, but I also want to... One of the things that's unique about Wisconsin is, you know, the whole state has this geographic diversity, and so we don't have lots of big flat lands. Because we have geographic diversity, it also means diversity in agriculture. And in addition, we are anchored, Chicago, Minneapolis, St. Paul, by some of the largest cities in our nation, in addition to, you know, a lot of big cities in the state. You know, a lot of these small producers in western Wisconsin, the Twin Cities is their market. Over southeast, they're going into Chicago. And so I think it's a combination of all of these things. Of course, I'd also like to think it's because there's this amazing conference right here in Wisconsin that is providing that one-on-one educational opportunities for farmers to learn from other farmers.
It's really interesting to me when I hear about the people, though, from Chicago or Minneapolis actually moving to this area for organic farming. They want to get out of the city and just get back to the land.
Yes, and that's one thing that even Secretary Vilsack has mentioned and is happy to see in this farm bill, is this promotion for beginning farmers, because we have kind of an aging farm population. But a lot of people come to farming through their desire to be organic, because there's so much of an entrepreneurial attitude in organic. There's experimentation. There's much more, less of a cookie-cutter type of farming where this is what you do. You put this fertilizer on, you spray that herbicide, and then you're done. In organic, you have to think a little bit more about working with your ecosystem, having your crop rotation fit each individual field. And so there is more work and more thought, but it's also more empowering for the farmer. And a lot of young farmers are attracted to that.
It's probably worth mentioning that both of you are farmers and growers in your own right. Harriet, can you first talk about the farm that you run with your husband?
Sure. I have an organic vegetable farm. I've been with Organic Valley since 1989, so I'm one of the longer-time vegetable growers with them. I also grow medicinal and culinary herbs and dry them here. And actually this summer, I'm very excited. I have a young woman who's a veteran who's going to come and be an intern on the farm and do some of the work here, because I can't keep up with it all.
Oh, how neat. What kind of vegetables do you grow?
Mostly tomatoes, squash, peppers, and onions.
And Faye, you're also a gardener, and you grow flowers for markets?
I don't grow flowers for market anymore.
Okay.
I did for 15 years. I grew fresh-cut flowers, and I marketed them to grocery stores in the Twin Cities.
And she did my wedding.
And I did Harriet's wedding. I only do weddings for good friends, nobody else. There's a reason wedding flowers cost a lot of money. But I grow garlic right now as a commercial crop that we actually sell to CSA farms. That, you know, that's just a crop that's too much for them to grow. And my husband and I raise meat, birds, and Highlander beef that we also direct market.
You're listening to Newsmakers from Wisconsin Public Radio in La Crosse. I'm Maureen McCollum. Today, we're talking about the upcoming Midwest Organic Farming Conference in La Crosse. My guests are Faye Jones. She's executive director of MOSES, Midwest Organic and Sustainable Education Service, and Harriet Behar. She's the organic specialist with MOSES. As you guys said, this is aimed towards farmers, but also you get a lot of organic advocates that come, students, maybe farming educators.
Researchers, that's the other big group. Researchers from around the country doing organic researchers.
And we'll be having 50 posters from those researchers at the conference, with cutting-edge organic research from land-grant universities, as well as on-farm trials. So there'll be a lot of interest in the upper concourse around that.
What do you think are some of the major issues that will be on the forefront of farmers' minds this year?
The economics, because, you know, in organics, we have some of the same issues with high feed prices, you know, and we had not the greatest growing season last year, and then, of course, the drought the year before that. So there's issues with in the livestock side with feed availability. And on the vegetable side, it is always the same issues of how can I do a better job? How can I be more effective and efficient on my farm and produce a higher quality product so more of what I grow will end up in the marketplace?
Harriet, you said there will also be some sessions on the Farm Bill. And within this Farm Bill that was just passed and signed into law, there are a handful of programs within it that relate to organic farming. I wonder if maybe we should go through the list and kind of break it down for some people. One of the biggest changes seems to be crop insurance for organic products. Can you explain maybe what sort of difference this will make to farmers and if consumers will be able to tell if there's a difference with this?
Right now, a lot of organic growers of corn and soybeans and wheat and barley and other, and especially vegetables, really don't have access to crop insurance, even though you know, rain and drought affects them just as equally as it would a conventional farmer, because they cannot insure their crop to the organic price, even if they have it contracted. Right now, organic corn is going for close to $11 a bushel, but if they would have gotten crop insurance, they would have only been able to insure it to the conventional price. So that really stifled participation in that crop insurance program. And the Congress has mandated that there will be a much larger organic price selection for organic producers by 2015. Now, there are some in the corn and the soybeans, but there's a lot of things like they can't insure their pastures, whereas conventional farmers could, and especially not at the organic price. So it doesn't really pay for them to do organic crop insurance. But one program that we were very excited about to get back is organic certification cost share. And it was somewhat of a heavy lift to get that back into the Farm Bill, but we did. We had a year when we didn't have it. And this really opens the door for new people. There should be no excuses for anyone saying, I don't get certified as organic because it's too expensive, because there is a cost share program that will pay two-thirds of the cost, up to $750. Actually, it's three-quarters of the cost. So there's really no excuse, and so we could bring more people into the organic marketplace with certification now that we have organic certification cost share. And Wisconsin took over 10% of the cost share dollars in 2012. We took $560,000, was spread out amongst organic farmers in Wisconsin in 2012 out of a $5 million national program.
And there's also money within the Farm Bill that will go towards organic farming research and certain kinds of technology upgrades as well.
Yes, and that's Wisconsin also has, I believe, three or four of our experimental farms through the university have certified organic land where they're doing experiments on all types of vegetables, corn, soybeans, small grains, soil fertility management using organic systems. There's a lot of exciting things happening on the experimental farms here in Wisconsin, and that Organic Research and Extension Initiative grant has been very useful to Wisconsin, so we're happy to see that back.
What sort of differences will these different provisions that are in the Farm Bill make in the world of organic farming?
Well, it gives us a strong foundation to keep moving forward and growing. We do need, you know, the help of the greater community, from the consumer to the researcher to, you know, the educational institutions to extension to conservation programs to help us do a better job on the farm and keep us economically viable so we can continue to grow organic for the future.
So beyond sessions on the Farm Bill, there's also so many workshops where people can learn what seems like almost anything associated with organic farming. Faye, can you talk about these different workshops and just the wide array of topics that you'll be presenting?
We like to say there's something for every kind of farmer at our conference, from soil to livestock. One of the unique things about our conference is it really is focused on the workshops. The workshop presenters are the heart of our conference. So we have six sessions a day with 10 concurrent workshops at a time. People tell me over and over the hardest part is deciding what workshop to go to because they want to go to them all. And we try to make sure that we have a really good balance of, you know, soil, because organic farming is really based in the soil. Healthy soil, you know, healthy crops, healthy people, it all fits together. But some of the newer topics this year, or, you know, things that have, we've not had a lot, we have, you know, Mark Shepard, who's recently written a new book. He's one of our keynoters. He does farm-scale permaculture kind of workshops. So he's doing a workshop. He's a lot of fun to listen to. He's really all about just experimenting with all kinds of different things. In addition, this year, we're really trying to address some of those issues that row crop farmers face. Hay and pasture are so critical to it, so there's more covering of that topic in addition to, you know, how to have soybeans be a successful part of your rotation, because rotation is what organic farmers are all about. In addition, we have, on Thursday, we have 10 pre-conference courses that are all day long on Thursday. And you spend a whole day, limited class attendance to like 60. We've got one on hogs. We've got one on berries, all kinds of topics, so that people that really want to have that in-depth experience can. What people really love about the conference is the opportunity to meet and talk with their peers. You sit down at the lunch table. It's a big round table. You meet somebody you know.
Let's not forget some of the other items, too, that we have at the conference. And that is a very large exhibit hall where there's all kinds of services and people who sell compost and plants and equipment and machinery and different organizations that offer programs for organic producers, as well as the very large Moses or bookstore where we sell, over 400 titles of books for people to take the learning home with them. And then this year, for the third year in a row, we have a corner called Ask the Expert, including a lawyer corner, where you can sign up for, I think it's 15 or 20 minutes, to talk to a soil consultant or a veterinarian or an agricultural lawyer and ask them specific questions about your farm, a one-on-one session, and no charge, just come and sign up.
There is programming aimed towards beginning farmers, too. And I'm sure this is something that you probably have every year, though.
We have a whole track called the New Organic Stewards. And so we do have courses that we have flagged and specifically even talked to the workshop presenters that there'll be a lot of kind of beginning farmers in these classes to kind of help them get a good foothold on various aspects of farming. And it's not just vegetables, it's livestock and field crops too.
And Faye, you mentioned one of the keynote speakers earlier, Mark Shepard, but there are two others. Do you want to talk a bit about what they'll be presenting?
Mark Shepard and Anna LePay are both speaking together on Friday prior to our Farmer of the Year Award. And, you know, Anna's going to be looking at the big picture, you know, the global perspective. And Mark is going to be sort of the in-the-dirt kind of guy. They've actually known each other for a long time. And Anna has seen Mark kind of transform this very barren, you know, not very healthy soil into a vibrant, wonderful ecosystem. And I have a strong connection to Anna's mom, because 34 years ago I heard her speak about organic farming and I said, I'm going to be an organic farmer. That's what I'm going to do with my life. So it feels like coming home to have her speak. And Alan Gubert, who has been a national syndicated ag writer for many, many years, is really going to be giving us, you know, a bigger national picture on you know, really what's happening in agriculture. He doesn't hold anything back. He's not like he's an organic person all alone, but he really believes in what we're doing. So those are some of the keynoters.
So taking a step back and really looking at this conference itself, how important is it to continue having this, and how important is it in the world of organic farming, not only in Wisconsin, but throughout the Midwest?
Well, nothing's more important than this conference. It's the change agent, you know? This is how agriculture is changing, one farm at a time.
Harriet, do you want to add to that?
Well, what's important, too, is this recognition that we really are an important part of agriculture in Wisconsin. We bring diversity, we bring vitality, we bring enthusiasm, and, of course, we have a very strong consumer base here as well. But not only that, organic agricultural production brings a lot of money from out of state back into Wisconsin, really helping create a vital and strong economy here.
Harriet Behar is an organic specialist, and Faye Jones is the executive director of MOSES, Midwest Organic and Sustainable Education Service. The group hosts the nation's largest organic farming conference, and it's in La Crosse next weekend. This will be the 25th anniversary for the conference. Online registration has closed, but there will possibly be some limited on-site registration when the conference starts next Thursday, February 27th, at the La Crosse Center. You're listening to Newsmakers. From Wisconsin Public Radio in La Crosse, I'm Maureen McCollum. Coming up next, organics aren't the only theme for upcoming farm conferences in the area. Women farmers in western Wisconsin have their own get-together next Friday in Sparta. We'll talk about the Heart of the Farm conference next. Archives of this and other recent editions of Newsmakers can be found on our website at wpr.org/newsmakers. You can also like us on Facebook at WPR Newsmakers.